Equites has described its annual performance as exceptional. That's as it reported a 5.2% jump in distribution per share to 163 cents. And this comes as it managed to retain tenants, further translating into low vacancy rates in the UK and South Africa. Joining me now is the company's CEO, Andrea Taverna-Turrison. Thank you so much for your time, Andrea. Now, this is a different time for businesses. Operations are being challenged by supply chain disruptions, and businesses are having to pivot to adapt to changing consumer trends. So really, it seems that opportunity has come to knock at your door.
Yeah, it would seem that way. I think the world has definitely evolved quite significantly, and it seems to have come towards us in recent years.
All right. Quite interestingly, the dynamics between South Africa and the UK, I see that in SA, the most significant driver of demand is more supply chain optimization than the growth in e-commerce. I mean, when can we expect that then to start filtering through into your South African earnings?
Well, I think if I were a betting man, I'd say we're probably at least 5 years away from e-commerce determining real estate decision making. In the UK at the moment, you know, we've got internet penetration of around 30% of total retail sales, excluding fuel, which is a significant amount of the basket. And ultimately, you know, when it comes to e-commerce, the final fulfillment is A, the most expensive part of the process, and B, you know, the most critical part in terms of making sure that you deliver on time and efficiently. And whoever gets that component the most correct is going to be the biggest winner in the next 10 years.
Yeah. You know, just on that, South Africa really is still dealing with a fundamentally weak environment. Of course, there have been tailwinds for the logistics sector. But I mean, Are you concerned about anything that could maybe derail some of your plans for the South African business?
At the moment, no. I mean, obviously, South African macroeconomics and to a certain degree, some of the municipal issues that have obviously been quite well documented in the press in recent times are two areas that obviously put difficulty on the whole process. But notwithstanding that, you know, I think we've still got some fundamentally very, very strong and extremely well-run businesses in South Africa, and their desire to stay at the cutting edge of what's happening on a global basis will I think keep us busy for a few years to come.
Mm. All right, let's take a look at your rental growth. You're expecting an uptick in that due to the surging demand, the limited supply, and of course, the construction inflation that we are seeing. How much room then do you have to stretch your ability to pass on those costs to consumers?
Well, I don't think we have much ability. I mean, ultimately, I think, you know, contracting firms have tried to keep things under wrap for many years now, and with, you know, with limited work out there, the reality is that, you know, you can't work at a loss, and ultimately the damper will have to be demand if the consumer fundamentally can't afford to buy the goods and services that are being offered, and ultimately if demand falters, then obviously inventory will by consequence reduce. We're not seeing that at the moment. We're seeing inventory levels going up dramatically, and we're seeing the demand drivers for the product that we are putting into the market at an all-time high.
Mm. All right. So there's quite a good pipeline of investments in South Africa, including the acquisition of the DSV campus and also the development of a TFG distribution facility. And this is, of course, despite the structurally weak South African economy. What will you be focusing on going forward in terms of managing your portfolio?
Well, I think ultimately, you know, our ambition is to continue to grow the portfolio. We will obviously require land to do so, because the vast majority of the implementation of our strategy is based on development rather than on acquiring product. The kind of product that would meet our investment criteria very rarely comes to market. People that do own it tend to want to keep it, and if they do let go of it, it tends to go at pricing which potentially doesn't make sense for us. And in that regard, you know, we have a very strong and powerful development team in-house at Equites in South Africa. And in the UK, we have a strong and powerful development team in the Newlands team that has already started delivering significant product and profit for us.
All right. I understand that you've sold a property in the UK. And I'm wondering if you have any major shakeups then planned for the coming year in terms of readjusting your portfolios between South Africa and the UK.
I think it's all still early doors. I mean, it's a question, obviously, we get asked a lot, you know, what is the plan? And you know, I think as any serious management team would do, I mean, we are investigating, you know, the way forward. And is that way forward as Equites as a joint UK South African business, or is it some form of a hybrid of that in some way or form? And we have no answers to that question at the moment. We will continue to do our work to optimize ultimately what we need, which is equity at the best possible price to be able to fulfill our mandate of delivering best-in-class product and driving a portfolio that has got A-grade tenants on long leases, thereby giving our shareholders a consistent and ever increasing return on their investment.
All right. Well, thank you very much for your time and for giving us that detail on your results, Andrea. And that was the CEO of Equites, Andrea Taverna-Turrison.